Also, live streaming at WABCRadio.com. You want to check out Kurt, the very handsome Curtis Sliwa. He's in studio right now, beret and all. Not the, but from the neck down, Curtis Sliwa. And by the way, it's great to see you. Great to see you in studio. Welcome. From the neck down, you're wearing essentially a suit and tie with the tie undone.
Yes, of course. You know, I was in the subway. That's where I do my campaigning, you know, yeah. The streets and subways, not the suites. But I will tell you this. I saw you earlier today.
You saw me?
Yeah. You and your partner, although he wasn't in shul, he was on page 22 and page 23 of the New York Post.
Oh, that's right. There's a huge ad. Right. Isn't that big? That's big time.
Two-page ad of every show on WABC. And, you know, I spotted it because I get hard copy. I'm old school. You know me. I'm a newspaper collector.
You know, honestly, I hate the websites, although I go on them. But, yeah, I want to have the paper in hand.
That's right.
Here they are. I'm showing it at the live stream.
Look at this.
22 and 23. Big layout of the whole day's lineup, morning, afternoon, night. John Catsimatidis does an incredible job with this radio station.
Magnificent. And I found it because, you know, the first thing I check in the newspaper is not the sports page. It's the horoscope. See what kind of a day I'm going to have. It's in Aries.
You don't believe. Come on. I know you're into cats. You know.
Excuse me.
You're into little pussy cats. But don't tell me you're into horoscopes.
Was Ronald Reagan into horoscopes?
Reagan? You just took the words right out of my mouth.
Disparaging Ronald Reagan?
You know, you're under the same spell that he was, of the missus.
No,
she's got
Nancy,
you with horoscopes,
Nancy
cats.
Is not into horoscopes. She
really?
No, she looks at me. Why do you read your horoscope?
So you're just a weirdo on your own.
Well, I want to know if it's going to be bad news or good news that day. I get to use a little good news.
By the way, you're becoming a big celebrity, of course. Not that you weren't already. Everybody knew Curtis Sliwa around the country. But this, national newscast, everybody's talking about Curtis Sliwa. I see you on Fox News a lot. I saw you on Gutfeld show a couple of times, as a matter of fact. So you have the audience in your hand. They like you, obviously, get good feedback, so they want you back.
Well, it was incredible. New York One was nice to me last night, which was unusual. Errol Lewis had a huge op-ed piece in today's Daily News. Curtis Sliwa, a complicated man. You got that right.
Yes, indeed.
And there's a podcast out there. So people are beginning to recognize this is not your traditional Republican candidate running for mayor of the city of New York. And in fact, today, because we are, you know, we are running ads here at WABC now that we're 7 weeks away, I'm marching into the suits and I'm going to demand equal time. Every week you have Bo Dietl come on and do an advertisement for Eric Adams, right? It's an advertisement for Eric Adams.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
I get feedback from former cops. I said, what's wrong with him? Didn't he know that Eric Adams was a lousy
cop? What he says, is, and you're right, and why won't they release Eric Adams' police record? That's A. But no, Bo says that Eric Adams says the right things. You know that. He says the right things.
Well,
but we don't necessarily believe him. Now, Bo says that if he doesn't follow through on what he says, there's going to be hell to pay from Bo Dietl.
Didn't I warn the both of you, you and Sid, when Eric Adams used to come on and say, oh, you're my favorite morning show, and I would say, he's a Charlemagne the God. What are you kidding? Don't get rope-a-dope by this guy. The guy won't even come on with you now.
No, he won't.
So he has his surrogate, Bo Dietl. So I'm going to say once a week, for the rest of the 7 weeks, I should be on with Sid and Bernie as an antidote to whatever Bo Dietl says in respect to voting for Eric Adams.
Well, that's why I have you here this morning.
Thank you.
Every opportunity I can, I have Curtis Sliwa on because I love you, A, and I think you should be the mayor, the next mayor of New York City. And speaking of Eric Adams, by the way, where the hell is he? He's been missing in action for a long time. The last thing I saw, he was blaming climate change for the rain.
Yeah, instead of cleaning out the sewers and the catch basins, which is what I was doing in all the communities affected. Where he's been? He's been at the clubs till 1:30 in the morning. Haven't you seen that? The TikTok girls? I mean, oh, God, they're so vile. They're so self-centered. What has become of Eric Adams?
Is that what he's doing?
He's dined in pocket line.
Oh, he's a big celeb now, and he's
you know, I want to warn him. Just Jimmy Walker. Remember Jimmy Walker? I know a lot of people
were
around, but he used to go to the clubs, the speakeasies, and he ended up in jail.
Not Jimmy J.J. Walker.
No,
we're talking about the former mayor in the 20s here in New York City. Yeah, he ended up in jail. So he's a party boy now.
Big time, raising the roof. What is he doing at clubs till 1:30 in the morning? Now, he's not a married man, so obviously I'm not suggesting he's crossing the line. But come on, Eric, get back to the streets. They haven't seen you in Brooklyn
absolutely.
In a month of Sundays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's waiting, as you point out, all the time for the coronation, which should not be the case. But you know what I see? I see Curtis Sliwa all the time in the streets. I see you in the projects. I see you with the homeless people. Actually, touch my heart, a couple of these videos with these homeless guys that start crying in your arms. I mean, they're like, you know, they're like a putty in your hands when you get these otherwise violent homeless guys. And it's very moving because, generally speaking, I'm just angry at the homeless. I just want them to get the hell out.
No. And we've had these conversations. Remember when you would go down in a Penn Station after the lockdown and pandemic? You looked like Lawrence of Arabia. You had a shiv in your hand.
That's right.
And you would see me washing the feet and the heads with alcohol of the homeless and the emotionally disturbed because they could have really spread. Could have been a super spreader of coronavirus. But I've spent years, 42 years, tending to the emotionally disturbed and homeless. They know me by first name basis. So I'm able, it's almost like I'm human Prozac to them. I can have a conversation. And then you begin to find out they were in a hospital. They were released. They're on medication. I check their wristbands. Because a lot of time you see them roaming around with wristbands. I said, when's the last time you've had this medication? 6 months ago. They can be very lucid, but you have to treat them as an equal.
But conversely, there are a lot of them who are former criminals or current criminals who have made bad choices in life.
Well, I'll give an
example. That's why they're there.
Nice segue.
Not mental disorder, just because they're bad people.
Right, but nice segue into the lead story today, Rikers Island, where, again, Eric Adams has been missing in action. He wants it both ways. You know, he wants to close Rikers Island, but he wants to also support the correctional officers. You can't do that. The correctional officers are under attack. I've held press conference after press conference. I've shown the pictures of correctional officers slashed, assaulted, female correctional officers sexually assaulted, sexually harassed. Yeah. Gangs control Rikers Island.
I've seen the video. They're partying it up, and they're posting it on Instagram, et cetera.
Yeah, and the mayor won't go there. In 4 years, he has not visited Rikers Island. I suggested there's the warden's house there. He could spend a week on Rikers Island and get to know all the problems. And, you know, out of all the candidates running for any office, I'm the only one who's ever been locked up on Rikers Island.
That's right.
So I can speak about it both on what goes on the inside and the outside. But I am telling you, the toughest job in New York City now is to be a correctional officer of the city of New York. And I took on all their naysayers outside of City Hall yesterday who were there on behalf of the inmates. Release all the inmates, no jails.
I saw prisoners advocates. I mean, who the hell is a prisoner advocate? Yes. And the plan is to replace the COs who are working in the courts with NYPD and put those COs back on Rikers Island. It's not going to work. They're just going to call in sick as well.
There's anarchy. You got to understand, this is the stupidity. They put all Crips together with Crips, gang members, all Bloods together with Bloods. They control a whole tier. So imagine you, Bernie McGurk. You can handle yourself. You're being told to go in there and discipline them, to calm them down. You go in there, the shot caller for the Bloods, or the general, looks at you and goes, what are you going to do, Bernie? Look at my 40 Bloods back here.
Yeah,
and so Bernie suddenly says, okay, you got it. Do whatever you want to do. Why would you house gang members in the same tier who are of the same gang?
Why wouldn't you just hire more correction? They haven't hired a correction officer in 3 years.
Correct.
Essentially, they want to close down Rikers Island. I know that. But in the meantime, with all this, as you point out, anarchy, and just hire more COs. And keep these guys in the cells and split them up.
You know, the whole point is to close Rikers Island. So make it worse and worse by not hiring correctional officers. Who becomes human fodder with this while the politicians play their games? The correctional officers. I'm telling you, the toughest job in New York City.
I believe it.
Imagine working three shifts, being forced to work three shifts.
Right.
They don't even do that in third world countries.
And the place stinks, and these guys are out to, you know, they're throwing feces at them and all that stuff. Hey, let me just ask you about, first of all, it's SliwaForMayor.com, right?
Right. CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Okay.
CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Check it out, folks, and help Curtis out because Eric Adams, he talks a good game, but he's not the real deal. He had an awful police record. He will not release his police records, and he was living, as borough president of Brooklyn, He was living in Fort Lee, New Jersey, and may still be. And my question to you is this. Do you have a guardian angels posted outside his Fort Lee residence where he shacks up with his girlfriend and his Brooklyn residence to document that he still lives out in Jersey?
Well, the Brooklyn residence is for his son. His son lives in the basement. Thank God his basement didn't flood.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I saw the video. They had like VHS. They had black and white TV. I mean, and it looked like nobody's lived there for years and years.
He doesn't live there. He lives in Fort Lee.
Okay.
Look, you got to
get your guys to take pictures of him going home at night.
Well, Robert, to me, look, he goes back and forth. Let's check his easy passes. Remember, Andrew Yang asked about that, and he was called a racist. How's an Asian guy a racist? See, that's what Eric does all the time. Adams, he plays the race card. Whenever you challenge him, whenever his back is to the, you're a racist.
Right, as he did for 30 years, the 100 black men in law enforcement,
right,
whatever they call
and
it.
If people are stupid enough and foolish enough to elect him the next mayor, you're getting de Blasio Cuomo 2.0. There'll be no variation. And every time he's questioned, he'll be, play the race card. Right away, you're a racist. He's called me a racist about a dozen times, and people say, Curtis may be many things.
I mean, that's,
but a racist, that, he's not. He's in more black and Hispanic neighborhoods than you are, pal.
That's their go-to. That was the same thing. They call Larry Elder. He was running.
Yes.
Larry Elder, his dad was a janitor, and he grew up in South Central L.A. He's black. And Gavin Newsom is the privileged white boy. And Larry Elder was the racist. I mean, that's all they have. That substance, just ad hominem racist attacks like that. Were you, Curtis Sliwa, wearing a dress at the Met Gala the other night where AOC, de Blasio, and that fool, Representative Carolyn Maloney, were the other
night? Come on. The fake, phony, fraudulent Fergazis who went there. And by the way, outside, there was an army of cops, right? Defunding the police exists for average everyday people. You're not entitled to have police. They had, four precincts out there. They had the Hercules squad, the helmeted guys and gals, yeah, with the machine guns.
Protecting the defund the police crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
The sanctimonious hypocrites that they are. Tax the rich, with AOC, tax the rich. Meantime, she's collecting money from the rich. Look at her war chest. She's got millions of dollars. Where is she getting that?
Right.
From average everyday people? No, from rich people.
Yeah, and there were two tickets, her and her boyfriend, who is white, by the way, and so is she. But listen, there was a shooting last night. There was a stabbing on the A train. That's par for the course. There was a guy who was half beaten to death, an Asian guy, on the Bronx River Parkway, but at 60th and Madison, yep, at a restaurant, there was a shooting. The guys stopped at the restaurant in a SUV, went in with masks, and looked for dudes wearing Rolexes. So,
right.
So when the elite, the liberal elite who eat in the top-notch restaurants here in the city of New York start getting their Rolexes lifted, maybe we'll get serious about crime in this city, no?
You would think, right?
Yeah.
They've constantly said that it requires you being mugged before all of a sudden you have an attitudinal readjustment in terms of how you think about crime. In fact, you may have remembered, this is a long time ago, Bernie, you'll remember, Andy Stein, who had been borough president
of
Manhattan.
I like that
guy. Right,
yeah.
He beat Dinkins twice. They thought he'd be the first Jewish president. He walks in Central Park. I forget. He had like a cashmere coat on.
He's got that funky toupee, right?
Yeah.
He's a handsome guy.
It's a rug.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's in Central Park. They rob him at gunpoint. And all of a sudden, he goes, now I understand why when you get mugged, you suddenly develop conservative law and order,
right,
values. Yeah, because it requires being victimized. I don't want to see people be victimized in order for them to develop common sense.
But it's true. The old maxim, at 20 years old, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart. At 50, if you're not a conservative, you don't have a brain.
Right, but the key is here, we must support our police. We must not only refund the police, we've got to hire 3,000 additional police. And just think, this is the litmus test. Eric Adams was invited to the White House. Remember, he sat with President Joe Biden. He was representing New York. Joe Biden, to his credit, said, I'm going to offer $350 billion from the $1.9 trillion bill for COVID relief. And all you have to do to get it is hire cops. What did Eric Adams say when he walked out? No, we're not going to take the money to hire cops. So he's supposed to be Mr. Law and Order, Mr. Yeah. I support the police. Why wouldn't you have taken the money? Since when does Washington offer money to hire police? He didn't take it. He said, I wouldn't take it. And de Blasio said, I'm not taking it. It's sort of like, not only would I have taken, I would have banked it, make sure the check didn't bounce,
absolutely,
and immediately recruit a new academy class in College Point. We need 38,000 cops. We've got about 34,000. And what wasn't asked is, with 9/11 commemoration, and I want to compliment you guys here at WABC. You know, it was WABC's finest hour from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The commemorations, really great. But what is our a terrorism task force like with the NYPD? I keep asking those questions. It's been depleted with early retirements.
Right.
They haven't added any additional personnel.
No, it's bad. Just, Curtis, we are out of time. John Catsimatidis deserves most of the credit for that. But yes or no, are you going to debate Eric Adams?
Twice. He has to.
Okay. There
he can't run. He can't hide.
CurtisLeeWithAmer.com, folks. He's a great guy. CurtisLeeWithAmer.com. Help him out. Help New York City out.